I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, tribes are stuck as Colorado River negotiations pass with no deal. And an Alaska Native leader is among tribal leaders to meet with the Vice President in Washington, D.C. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Current rules defining how the Colorado River is to be shared by 40 million residents in the West will soon expire. The seven basin states had until Tuesday to negotiate those new guidelines. As KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports, no deal was struck. Alaska Federation of Natives President Ben Mallah and about 100 other tribal leaders were in Washington, D.C. last week and had a brief visit with Vice President J.D. Vance on Friday. Mallah said it was a good step forward to be invited and is looking forward to more engagement next year. Vance gave a brief presentation on the potential for economic development in Indian country, including manufacturing. Principal Chief of the Cherokee Nation, Chuck Hoskin Jr., said it was good to hear the Vice President focus on things that could be done in Indian country. Months before a storm devastated parts of western Alaska, a federal agency canceled a grant that would have helped protect one of the communities from flooding. Ayolna Nyden with the Alaska Desk has more on what that money could have done for the village of Kipnuk and what lies ahead for the community. And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.